I set my glass on the floor, sort of to my left, and then reach over myself with my right arm, turning my body toward the person next to me as if to say something, I can sort of nonchalantly scratch my chin on my sweater, sort of right above my armpit. Then I will know if I smell. And if I do, well, then what?
The harsh reality of it, says Shay, still more absorbed with her hair than the conversation, is that it's frightening to be a woman, and gauche as I know it is to say it, it's also scary to be an attractive woman. Emily lights a cigarette and explains that with the privilege of being a beautiful upper-middle-class white woman in our society comes a certain burden, alienation, misrepresentation, marginalization, an oppression that rears its ugly head every time she blinks her eyes, lowers her head, brushes her hair off of her shoulder, and looks up at the policeman through thickened lashes. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was speeding. I was a little upset because my boyfriend just broke up with me. She is a victim. Society made her do it. And because society taught me to expect and accept the ticket, no matter what my speedometer says, that my flirtations are less than hers, either not noticed or interpreted as a sexual bribe, I'm immune to this injustice. I've been granted the independence of the invisible, the sexual power of the exotic, and the calculating calm of the misunderstood. Through absolutely no recognizable fault of their own, these women are often made accessories to their male lovers. Loved for their style, charm, intelligence, and good breeding. Coveted for their slim waists, round bosoms, flat butts, and silken tresses. Appreciated for their place on the international beauty spectrum. Their lovers think I'm great. Speak of me perhaps too often, maybe too enthusiastically, but only the most insecure, unsavvy of these women dare feel threatened. I'm just Emma. Emma, wise and honest beyond her years.